Hello and welcome to episode 295 of Spreckin' Zay Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Sneak Attack Week in Geek.
Woo! I don't know why that always catches me every time, like, it's... Never mind, it's stupid. But every time I get, like, cracked up, I'm like, what the fuck? For some reason.
Like, you don't know how our show starts?
Yeah, it's just like, oh!
Nearly 300 times into this show, you're like, oh, hey, I
forgot. It's like, you know when you have, like, a gas stove and you get waiting for it to click on and it goes, boom, and you're like, ugh!
Well, every once in a while, because... Sometimes, because we have a gas stove, and it'll click, 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 yeah. click, and up, and then, I'm like, oh, Jesus, God. Well, like, today I was making breakfast, and I was like, why aren't you cooking? Oh. I wonder why. It helps. Spoilers to all you people out there. If you have a gas stove, or a stove, and you're cooking bacon, and you don't hear it sizzling, check your stove. It may not be on.
Life lessons learned by that.
Dude. So that was stupid. How my day started.
Yeah. I woke up feeling like pain in my knee, and I was like, great, this is wonderful. I feel older.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did, my only exercise was playing fucking Dance Dance Revolution. It was ridiculous. And the sad part is, I did Orange Theory this week. Like, I actually went and did that. This kicked my ass more than Orange Theory. And then I'm like, man, maybe I'm not going hard enough in Orange Theory.
Well, that and you have gotten kind of used to the routine of Orange Theory.
Maybe.
And Dance Dance is completely different. And
I did like 3 games and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
You're just old.
I am.
I mean,
and then my body's like, hey, by the way, remember you're old?
Yep.
And I'm like, no. And it's like, yep.
Yeah. Getting there too.
Yay!
All right, so... This is the part of the show where we either do a movie review of something that we saw in the theater, or we do our stream review of something we watched on Netflix at home or whatever.
Or we do neither.
Fun fact.
Because I didn't do it.
Wonder how many times that's happened.
You know, I'm pretty sure at least 5.
So, we'll come back next week. With our review of Io.
Please be excited.
That gives him 2 weeks to watch a movie that's an hour and a half long. So it's basically 10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
He spends more time pooping, so...
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely
do. So hopefully next week we'll have our review of Io.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Netflix movie.
Yep.
And that's... That should be enough to tell you.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
If I had more money and no job right now, I'd totally go back and re-edit, like, Netflix movies and make them, like, short films. Because a lot of their ideas are really neat, and they could be great short films, but you expand it to, like, maybe an entire movie.
Or just, you know, go over it again and add some things.
That's too much work. Come on.
But I could edit out, like, 30 minutes of fizzler.
Yeah, fizzlers.
So, what we're gonna do is just go into our nerd news. We've got 3 topics of conversation, and then we've got our free shit, good shit, and, it is Super Bowl Sunday here while we're recording on a nice rainy day.
That's so beautiful.
So, Super Bowl.
You're right there, buddy.
I mean, it gets to a point around, like, week 13, 14, 15, like, if my team's completely out of it, I'm kind of burnt out on football.
That makes sense.
Dude, I've spent hours every week watching football because there's Monday, there's Thursday, there's Sunday, there's Saturday for college. I'm like, ugh.
That's so as a person who doesn't watch a lot of like sports in general, like knowing like the different, because then there's also like regions and stuff like that, and then there's college and there's actually professional, and I'm like, I lose track. I'm like, how much football can there be?
There's a lot. There's a lot. So around like week 13 or 14, I kind of get burnt out, and I'm like, is this season over? But if my team's not in it, if my team's in it, I'm still invested.
Yeah, because you have something to root for.
But then like the playoffs come around, and usually the wild card weekend is crap. It's been pretty bad the last few years.
As someone who knows jack shit, explain wild card to me.
It's the very first weekend. The playoffs are 3 weekends and then the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Wild card is the very first.
Okay.
Then there's the divisional, then there's the conference championship, and then there's the Super Bowl.
Good Lord.
So around wild card weekend, I'm kind of like, all right, but the wild cards kind of suck. And divisional rounds are usually where it starts getting good. But yeah, so football's going to be over. No more football for 7 months. And I'll be okay for probably 2 or 3 months. And then I'll be like, Where have you gone? Especially because it's hot out, and I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere. It's a perfect time to just fucking sit around and watch football. Speaking of being hot out, we have three panels that'll be approved for Phoenix Fan Fest Fusion Festival Con.
That was the really good delivery.
I don't know what it's going to be. I think
it doesn't know what it's going to be,
right? Isn't it?
Evolution is probably what's going to be next.
So we'll have more info on those when we have dates and rooms and times and all the chaz. But we'll be there all 4 days. Well, I'll be there all 4 days this year.
Yeah, my goal is to be there all 4 days. Like, we'll see if I'm going to buy a pass or not. I don't know. Like, I'll be there the days we're doing the panels, definitely. I do want to explore more because, obviously, there's no moving and shit stuff going on.
Right. Which is exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so we can go ahead and get to this week's Nerd News. The first thing we're going to talk about is Bat Affleck has officially stepped down as Batman. He's out. Really liked him.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I really wanted him to
crap to work with.
Yeah, I really wanted him to at least get a movie.
Yeah.
You realize how depressing that is? He was Batman without a movie.
Yeah, he was. Fuck.
He was a co-star, and that is the most depressing thing, because it's Batman is the one who's been consistent, honestly, pretty damn consistent when you think about it. Even in his inconsistencies, people know Batman. Always been in movies. And then all of these ones were, like, co-starring Batman.
Yeah, well, and even one of them was just a cameo.
Oh, yeah, what was...
The Suicide Squad. Yeah.
It's just...
DC has no idea what they're doing.
No.
And then Kevin Smith had tweeted out... there were people that were working on both the Zack Snyder and the Joss Whedon Justice League. Because, you know, they changed midway through. And he's like, you know... There were people that were working on the Justice League with Zack Snyder, and the whole arc was Steppenwolf was still the villain, and pretty much a lot of the things were the same, but at the end, a boom boom opens up, and here comes Darkseid. In the second one, the Justice League travels to Apocalypse, and it ends badly for them, and it you know, the end of the movie is very reminiscent of Empire, where the bad guys are winning, and and the third one, it comes back to Earth, and obviously Justice League wins, because...
Yeah,
they have to, right. And he's like, and then there were people that were still working on the movie that called it Justice League, that once Joss Whedon took over, like, a lot of the ideas were thrown around and were nixed and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I really think that you know, Zack Snyder had something here. And I'm like, no, dude, no, he didn't. Have you watched Zack Snyder movies? He can have an idea.
That's what I'd say. He can have an idea.
He can direct... the cinematic of it really well.
But he can't execute.
But it can't be executed. Like, he needs a writer, and he needs somebody like, no.
He needs to be, like, well, we've talked about it. He needs to be the action, basically the action scene director, but not be the overall director. Like, he's, like, again, scene-to-scene director kind of thing. He's not the overall one.
No.
But, DC is doing their own thing, as in they literally just figuring shit randomly out. Because they even said there's a bunch of comments that after Aquaman came out, they're like, maybe we're rethinking these pool movies of, like, pulling all the characters together and just doing... I thought about pool Aquaman. That's funny. But, like, you know, instead of pulling them all together, like, just do single one-off stuff, because their most successful ones have been Wonder Woman, Aquaman... and even Man of Steel, which wasn't even that great, really.
Man of Steel,
like,
was great.
Well, I mean, like, it was great, but I mean, like, performance-wise, it didn't do that well. Wonder Woman and, like, Aquaman have trumped that completely.
I think, you need to cater to... You need to know what you're doing, and they don't know what they're doing.
No.
And two, if you're going to have Batman and Superman in a movie together, you have to have everything battened down. Like,
battened down.
Wonder Woman and Aquaman are good, but they're not great.
No, like...
But if either of those movies was Batman or Superman's, they would be getting trashed. And
because they're, like, not as well-known characters, so you can kind of...
You can, like, do whatever you want to them, and people don't feel like you're raping their childhood or whatever if you change something up a little bit.
Yeah.
Where, especially Aquaman, like, most people don't care about Aquaman. He's
no,
dude,
like,
he talks to fucking fish.
Literally, the
and
reason...
And then in the movie, he talks to fucking fish, and they're like... Okay.
The reason a lot of the people care about him is because of Jeff Jones, like, when they rewrote the stuff.
And Momoa is really...
And Momoa, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, like, that, like, for comic-wise, that's the reason they cared about him. The reason they care about the movie is because Momoa.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm like, you know, sell it the way you want, but fuck, man. I'm excited still for Shazam, but I'm less excited for them kind of trying to build a bigger universe, and I'm just more excited just to see random takes.
I wish they would build their universe.
But they don't.
They didn't do Man of Steel. And then they were like... Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's have our universe together. And it's like, guys, You're not building anything here. And Aquaman, they only make a brief passing of like, hey, remember when you saved the world? Yep. Okay, let's go. Like, that's literally it.
Yeah, they don't bring up, and they don't bring it back at the end. Like, I actually expected them to do something at the end referring to a bigger world kind of shit, and it doesn't really.
No.
No. I just, yeah, like, that actually makes me really sad. I was hoping that he was going to get his Batman movie.
I thought he was going to be in The Batman, or at least a Batman Beyond movie was what I thought from the very beginning.
But that, like, that's the thing, is like, his I thought he had a contract saying that he was
in Batman. I thought it was six movies, but, I mean, I guess you could leave a contract.
It was Nick's movies. Poor Batfleck.
I'm sad to see him go. I mean, the warehouse scene in BVS is still the most Batman scene I've seen on on the silver screen, but they gave him shit to work with, unfortunately. News story number two, and it'll kind of tie into the PlayStation Plus, but if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you used to get 10 gigs of online cloud storage for your saves. They've upped that to 100 gigs.
And it's, yay!
It's just free. Just part of the well, I mean, it's not free, but it's part of the program.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
It's funny because I was thinking, oh, maybe you can do some other stuff. It's just game saves.
Yeah, it's just game saves. Which, so that means there are people out there that needed that.
When you think about it, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
That a terabyte, 1/10 of that, is taken up only by your saves. That's nuts. Back to the nuts conversation. Sorry. No, it's shit.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I bet you someone's out there saying that's not enough.
Oh, I'm sure. But it also makes me think that game saves for PS5 are going to be bigger.
They gotta be.
This is a preemptive, like, we gotta do it now and get the network ready for it.
Or at least there's games that are coming out that are gonna definitely have bigger save files.
I'm trying to think what's coming out. I mean, Days Gone, but I don't think it's gonna be a massive save file. Last of Us, but I don't think Death Stranding, maybe. And it makes me kind of think that maybe Death Stranding is kind of like a
bridging
a combined world where you with other players.
I have no
But nobody has any idea what Death Stranding is.
No, so. I don't even think Kojima does. He's just freaking out. He's like,
he's like, what I'm just going to put my name on it.
Yeah. Exactly. And people are going to go nuts, which they did. Exactly.
That's pretty much what Kojima is. Is like, nobody knows what's going on, but I'll put my name on things and people go crazy.
Yep.
A new story number three, which is really odd.
You're at the buddy.
Well, we just got a trailer for...
Dude.
For this movie.
I like how neither of us watched it. I didn't know it existed.
No.
You did.
I knew it existed, and I was like, no. And so we both watched the trailer for Hobbs and Shaw, which is the spinoff of Fast and Furious movies. So yep. We're already now at spinoff of Fast and Furious movies.
I mean, it should have been called a spin-out, because that would have been amazing. If they coined that term, I don't care, take it. You know, donate to the podcast.
But that was brilliant.
That was really good.
Or Burnout.
Oh, that would have been good too. Oh. Needless to say, they really wasted that one.
That was... Oh, man, I didn't think... That was good. Yeah, so Hobbs and Shaw is The Rock and Jason Statham playing The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yep.
Doing a bunch of... And it starts out...
And... Idris Elba as a superhero. Yeah.
Well, the superhero bad guy.
Yeah.
I love Idris Elba. It starts out as kind of just like an explosion buddy cop movie, and then it happens at a point where I'm like, I was wondering when the Fast and Furious was going to enter this movie. And boy, once they go Fast and Furious,
they don't go back.
Now, I have no interest in the Fast and Furious franchise at all. And I think it's Vin Diesel more than anything else because I can't stand him whatsoever.
Okay.
But I also don't care about the cars. And I know that it's moved from
cars much to less cars.
A heist movie at this point, which maybe I'll get back on board at some point and try them out. I would watch this movie a million times out of a million
if it wasn't
Fast and Furious.
It looks... I kind of want to give it a shot because it looks dumb.
It looks so dumb.
It looks like the things when you saw, like, it was like the one or whatever it was, like the Jason Statham and Jet Li movies and stuff. God. You're like, these are so dumb. I don't care what the premise is and how ridiculous it is. I'm like, I'm going to watch it because it's going to be dumb. It's fun. That's what this looks like. Mind you, ridiculous Fast Furious moments in it, but I don't know how they propose this movie and going like, and then we'll say, presented by Fast and the Furious. I was like, you have a superhero villain. You basically have a superhero car fighting movie.
It should have been Burnout. Should have been Burnout.
Like, can you imagine just letting that net fester a little
no,
bit?
No, I mean, can you imagine if you watch... It makes me think, like, imagine watching a Burnout movie and all it is just car crashes and shit like that. It's a nonstop car crash bonanza. I don't know if I could stand past, like,
so
30
minutes.
So I
think you could do, like, a Cannonball Run Burnout type movie. So you have story in between, and then they kind of get together, and people are crashing into each other and stuff, and then you're racing around, and you're having lunch at diners and such. Like, you can do it, I think. It would probably be expensive as fuck.
Yeah, that's but I would watch the... I mean, if it was good car chases, yeah, I'd watch the shit out of it.
If it was good car chasing and explosions and wrecks and stuff, I'd watch the shit out of that, which is kind of what we have here.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested, but I'm interested... Just because it says Fast and Furious. If it didn't say Fast and Furious, I'd be like, yes, bitch.
You're like, did you see the new superhero car chase action movie?
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
You mean the new Fast and Furious? No.
This is completely separate.
It's out of control. It is just out of control. Like, there's no better way to explain what the trailer for this movie
Please
is.
Please watch it just to see what the fuck.
Yeah.
It's funny because right before we watched it, I saw the thing where it talked about, like Idris Elba as a supervillain in the new Fast and Furious spinoff movie. Does it work? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Maybe.
I'm willing to give it a shot. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It comes out this summer, so I'm sure we'll end up seeing it. It'll be on our summer movie preview panel.
Woo!
Woo!
Every time.
So we're going to go ahead and get to the free shit, good shit for the month of February.
February.
Typically it's Hammer, but I'm going to do it this summer.
Yeah.
So for February for Xbox, I'm not going to go through the dates and all
that.
That's
fine, it doesn't matter.
We get Bloodstained Curse of the Moon. I have no idea what that
is. It's by the creator, it's the Kickstarter game by the creator of Castlevania.
I was going to say, the splash image looks like Castlevania, so I guess Super Bomberman R.
I like Bomberman.
All right. Assassin's Creed Rogue.
I actually really wanted to play that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was the one that came out when they were doing the switch from 360 and PS3 to PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
This is the one that came out on the old generations.
Yes. And didn't hit the new ones for a long time.
And it was actually better than, not like reporting or review wise, it was reviewed way better than the newer ones.
Well,
which
Black Flag was boring. Like,
well, I mean, this
so
wasn't during
long.
This wasn't during Black Flag. This was the
Black
the
Flag
French
was the
one.
Launch.
No, it was the French one.
Yeah, Black Flag was launched for Xbox One and
was
PS4.
It?
Yeah, that was the first one.
But I thought the
so you had three, and then you had like Rogue and Liberation PSP.
I was thinking the French one maybe. I mean, I liked Black Flag, but I did spend way too much time in my ship. Like, that was my goal always. And then I think I got bored near the end of it.
I mean, Black Flag is fine, but, like, if you have to traverse, you are sailing all over your ship,
yep.
And then you're getting attacked, and if you get attacked, like, right before you reach your goal,
yep.
And you sink, you have to do it all over again, you're like, dude.
I kind of missed, you remember that point where I was burning through all of the Assassin's Creed games, and I stopped at Black Flag was probably the last one, so that's like, maybe this might, I really want to play Origins.
I really want to play
Origins. And I really want to play Odyssey, because I'm hearing good things about
I'm hearing good things, but I really want to play Origins before I play Odyssey.
Me too.
Even though I don't think that they matter anymore.
No.
But,
like, I've heard such good things that they've taken time off, so I'm like, I actually really want to play through those.
Right. And then you also get Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy.
It's the first Xbox game, not Xbox 360, but Xbox game, that they've brought out as a Games with Gold thing, which is kind of crazy, because I hadn't seen them do that before.
Sure.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah, please be excited.
I mean, hey, look, you get a new Star Wars game. It's the only way you're going to get them.
Oh, low blow.
I have the high ground.
For PlayStation, what do we have here?
I love how you're trying to find it in this.
Yeah, it's you get Hitman.
The first season of the most recent one.
I'm interested.
I've never been a big Hitman.
I haven't either, and every time they come, I'm like, all right, I'm interested, and I start to play, I'm like, eh, nope. And then I delete it. Like, but every time I'm like, yeah, it's one of those games where I want to like it, but
yes.
I just don't.
Well, there's a huge fan base for it, and
yeah.
I feel like I should really like it.
You get For Honor, which
I'm
interested in.
I'm curious about.
We'll see what happens. I'm interested. I'm not balls deep in it, but I am interested.
Yeah.
For PS3, you get Dive Kick and Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. I don't care.
Turn your PS3s on. Yeah. It's going to be the next month. It's the last...
1 month left.
I really do wonder what they're going to do, or if they're just going to nix the four things off, the four levels off. Because they've been giving six games. I think
at this point you have enough VR games where you at least throw in one VR game.
Yeah. I was thinking of them going back to doing like an indie game here and there. Because like that and sponsoring it.
Well, but them throwing in Vita games is one of the reasons we eventually got our Vita. It was like, oh, I got a bunch of free games.
You might as well get a Vita.
Yeah. Might as well spend $200 to play these free games. Speaking of Vita, you also get Gunhouse and Rogue Aces.
No idea.
No. Nobody does. It's Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
I'm actually really excited about the Bloodstained one because I've heard things of... I'm curious to play. It's the same thing with Celeste, which I downloaded and haven't played yet, that I heard a lot of stuff about, and I kind of want to try it and see.
I have... That's one of my pod questions coming up, so I'll get to it.
Okay. There
are so many things I need to play.
Oh, dude. I'm sitting here playing through Kingdom Hearts games that I've never played ever, and I'm like, well, shit. Like,
You never played them, so...
Yeah. I mean, that's the plus. I thought I beat one. I never beat one because I do not remember that fucking ending. Like, I was like, whoa, okay.
Did you get the secret Mickey ending or whatever?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to look online because I forgot there are secret endings and stuff like that, and I'm not, you know, I'm not super hardcore. I'm just plowing through these.
Right, you're just playing them. You're not, yeah.
I'm not trying to, like, uber complete them or anything. Right. And I'm almost done with Chain of Memories. Then I get to go 382 over second days. Oh my god, what the fuck are these titles?
They were just doing it. They're like, whatever, we can do it.
Yep.
How does Chain of Memories look? Because I know it's a portable game.
So, no, it was a Game Boy Advance game, mm-hmm. and it was a 2D sprite game. They then brought into a 3D thing. It's not bad. The problem I would say is that the story, especially in the beginning, is literally like scattered about. And it's more of a roguelike dungeon crawler.
To be fair, what is the story to Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The system is different because it's a card-based system. And they don't really explain it all. But as you play it, like, halfway through the game, I started actually getting the hang of it.
You're like, oh, it's kind of like Tetramaster. Where they're like, here, go play this. And you're like, but.
Oh.
But no.
And you're like.
But why did your 8... beat my 9.
Well, you see, it's an 8 with a star, and it's got the little happy face on it with the sun shade this way. Yeah. But yeah, they don't explain it all, but I actually like the system now. I just hate the boss fights because sometimes they get a pain in the ass, but that's Kingdom Hearts. It looks fine. It looks a little less... it looks like a little under 1 if you're looking at the new graphics, but it looks good. And it plays fine.
It's my next one, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Speaking of pod question, so for this week's pod question, I wanted to know, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Nobody answered. Not even the Hetero Life mate. Dude is just cashed out on the podcast. He's like, eh, fuck it.
I'm out. I mean, obviously.
I mean, I would too, really.
Yeah. Give it a week, you know? We just need, like, our good shows are the ones that people never listen, and our bad ones are the ones that everyone listens to, and they go like, hey.
Wait
a minute.
I don't like that.
So for another
bad shows at PC, or do we want to have good shows?
Can you write that out for me, please? Put a little bzzz in there.
I even think I added a G somewhere, like.
Yeah, like I see, got a little cut in your throat there.
Best sound in the world.
Oh man! Oh god! It brings back the thought. No, it brings back the thought of Sarah explaining bumper, or what is it, speed bumps and blowjobs. And I was like, what? And she's like, you know, you hit a bump and it goes, oh, and I'm like, oh, God. And I just could. It was when I was still really innocent and I was like, oh, Sarah. I was like, whoa, dude.
I remember when Cracked Sarah used to be innocent and I was like, nah, we're changing that. We are going to change that.
Oh, sweet dear God. That cracks me up still. Every time I go for a speed bump, I giggle a little bit. I'm like, so another pod question no one's going to answer.
But you got to answer mine.
For yours? I already told you last time. I was like, well, I'm going to go with the Rams.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because of you, I actually can talk a little bit about football. Because I actually knew who was playing. And I looked a little bit on there, but I'm like, oh, they're not going to win. I mean, if they do, cool.
I don't think the Rams are going to win at all. I think
what is the big hate about the Patriots, though?
So, depending on your perspective, they're great. Like, for... They've been to 9 Super Bowls in 18 years.
Oh, damn.
They've been to 14 AFC Championship games in 18 years, I think is what it is. Like, they're just great. And so people are...
Bored
of them being great.
Okay.
But they also cheated a little bit. So people hold that over them.
Yeah.
So, like... It's twofold, and I can't stand them just because they're like, if they were my team, I'd be like, yes, bitch, this is awesome. But since they're not my team, I'm like, guys, I'm so done with you. Like, this is their third straight Super Bowl, and
yeah,
it's just kind of like, all right, I've had enough of you guys.
Well, like, variety, it's the same thing if you're watching a game and people, like, I don't, you know me, like, I don't like football, but like, I will enjoy watching football. And like, the most fun I've had watching Super Bowls is when the game's close.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fun, it's exciting, like, you fucking don't know, and you're just rooting for it, going like, good God, yes. So I love that kind of stuff. So I can see being bored if they're always kind of like, hey, we're the prissy bitches, and we're going to make stuff work, and you're like,
prissy bitches, you got prissy britches.
What about you, sir?
Patriots.
Okay.
Even though I'd rather the Rams win, even though I'm not a Rams fan anymore, like, the Patriots are going to win.
Yeah. That's actually kind of, it's funny because I talked to a few people, that's the same reaction. I was like, Rams would be nice to win, but I don't know.
Exactly.
And I was like, dear God.
The only people that want Patriots to win are Patriot fans.
Dude, people are so depressed about it, though. It's funny. It's kind of funny and sad. I'm like, ooh.
That's boring. All right, what's your pod question?
I want to know, what is your...
I want to know!
Who's your favorite TV dad?
Who is your favorite TV dad?
Yeah, father figure dad.
All right, that's...
I want to keep it just to TVs.
Quite a lot of options with that.
There's a lot of sitcoms, and usually you have a bunch of families in there, so I figured that would be a good choice.
Yeah, I can't think of a sitcom that doesn't have a family, really.
Yeah.
Maybe New Girl? But I haven't watched it.
I mean, it's kind of like it's like the family not by blood kind of idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I was thinking of. Because I'm like,
Interesting. All right. Yeah. So you can send your answers to batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Spriggins the Geek on Facebook. Reach me, I'm at Tartar Skippy.
I'm Adam Craig and Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher every Monday morning. Especially when I totally forget to review the movie and we still have kind of a longer show. Yeah, I know. I texted him this morning. I'm like,
Next week we'll be on the road to California.
Dude, I'm so fucking excited.
Disneyland.
Oh.
Pizza House steak.
I told Jackie about that. She's like, I'm intrigued.
I actually think I'm going to grab one this time. I got a pizza. It was pretty good. But
I'm like, oh, what if you can get like pizza and steak?
I mean, you can. But
you get the steak and then wrap it in the pizza and make like steak burrito.
Oh, no.
That sounds amazing.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
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 That was such a weird evolution. You would have been like, oh no, to no.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 295 of Spriggins and Geek. So for Spriggins and Geek, I'm Pat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
That's one of the things you get out here is actual weather. Oh, like, you didn't get it much
in Central Phoenix now.
Yeah, and it's weird how there's a vast difference. Best
difference. Every time, right?
Vast difference.
So dumb.
Go
but
man.
It is.
Balls.
I mean, I actually saw...
Nuts.
I saw a thing about like
Weibos.
Wubbos?
Weibos.
Oh, Weibos. Splash. Weibo splash, yes.